We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Lamed Amud Beis, the two dots. Rabbi Yamin, Rabbi Yasi, Avagav de Avalut Leisa Beknishta Betveria. Even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria, Lavu Matze Rabbeinu Amude Hecha de Havu Garsi. They'd only daven in between the pillars where they used to review their Torah. And from here, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if you have a minyan in the Beis Medrash where you learn, it's better to daven there than in a shul. The Beis Medrash where you learn is better. You see it here. Itma. Ravitzak b'avadim yimishum rabbeinu amar halacha ke Rebbe Yehuda shamam mishum rabbeinu Elazar ben Azariah. We have a quote in the name of Rabbeinu is Rav, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that wherever you have a chever ear, so then in their presence, the individual is putter from Musa. Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, tzali v'adil tzali. He prayed twice. Amar li Rabbi Zera, maitam avid mar hachi. Rabbi Zera said, why did the rabbi do this? Ilem amshum doloki ven mar date. If it's because the Rav didn't have kavana, v'amar Rabbi Elazar, lo lam yamod dam tatzmai, v'chol chaven, libo itpalel, v'im lava litpalel. A person should always gauge himself. If he could have kavanah, he should pray. And if not, he shouldn't pray. So the question is, how do we apply that today? Today, we say we don't have kavanah altogether. So we try to have kavanah for avot, because that's the bare minimum. And then we try to have kavanah for the rest, but ordinarily our kavanah isn't up to par. To have intent for what we're saying, to be focused on what we're saying. So our kavanah is...
Correct.
All three, but the one we're talking about now is the kavanah of what you're saying.
And if you don't understand what it
means, we're not focused enough.
We're not focused on what they mean.
Correct.
But we do understand what they mean.
Yeah. And we're not good enough. Our focus is not up to par. We're not paying attention enough to what we're saying. We're doing it on whatever level we can, and we should always try to do better. But the average person on an average day does not have the adequate kavana. So the Aruch HaShulchan says he would think to say that today, if a person sees he's not going to have kavana in the first blessing, he shouldn't daven based on this. But he says, look, the Shulchan Aruch omitted it. So we have to say that you can't, because today, if you're going to tell people that, they're never going to daven. So today we don't say this, he says, so that's why Shulchan Aruch didn't quote this. Must be that today we say, daven. Focus, do your best, and focus and daven. Right, so he's saying no. He's saying this halacha doesn't apply today. You should have the bare minimum, and it's wrong if you don't have the bare minimum. But if you don't, still we don't say don't daven. That's what the Aruch Shulchan says here. To be discussed. Elad lad kamar deresh yalcha. Maybe the reason you daven twice was because you forgot to say Yalevi Yovo. Vatanya tav lo iskir shorosh chodesh. Barvit. In machzirim moto. Mipnei shechol omrav shachrit. Etc. Amar le lavit marala. Amar biyochanan. Bitzibur shanu. When do you tell a person you don't have to go back on your Shmon Esrei because you could hear it from the Shalich Tzibur? But if you're an individual, so then you do have to go back. And I was davening without a Tzibur. So here there's a machlokas. What's pshat in B'tzibur Shanu? Is it the way I just said? And then you could say that if you're davening B'tzibur, if you have kavana for the Shalich Tzibur and he has kavana to be motzi you, that's a good way. If you forgot Yalev Yovo, to get Yalev Yovo in. Or is the Pshat, B'tzibur Shanu, you're talking about the Shaliach Tzibur. The Shaliach Tzibur in his quiet Shmoneh Esrei, he forgot Shmoneh Esrei. He forgot Yalev Yovo. So we tell him, even though technically you should repeat your quiet Shmoneh Esrei, but everyone's going to wait. It's not right to keep the whole crowd waiting because you have to repeat Shmona Esrei, so you'll be Yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz. And that's the way Baal HaLachos Dos writes, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, etc.